rigid controls. Not everyone was happy with the treatment received at the immigration halls. This is attested to by reports prepared by the on-site police. In particular, the ban on leaving the whole complex was a constant source of discontent and unrest. This prohibition was in place for Russian immigrants until 1909, and for immigrants from other countries whenever there was the threat of an epidemic. From 1908 to 1909, there was an additional lockdown measure for Russian immigrants. They were segregated from the rest of the travelers. For those affected, this lack of liberty was comparable to being in a prison. This was often a problem, especially when their stay in Hamburg was protracted due to departure delays caused by illness, timetable glitches, overbooking, or problems with travel documents. But even under these circumstances, the administrators of the immigration halls refused to make any concessions. The emigrants felt persecuted by the endless barrage of medical examinations. There is hardly a letter or memoir of the time that does not speak of the great fear the examinations inspired. In many cases, language barriers meant that people did not fully understand what was happening to them. Even though many of the officials in charge were ignorant or indifferent to the challenges of housing, feeding, and attending to the needs of large numbers of people from different cultures, very few immigrants actually made official complaints. However, many of the immigrants lacked the language skills to make themselves understood, let alone the fact that all were wary of jeopardizing their departure and had only one goal in mind: to leave continental Europe's shores.